USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Saying he was frustrated in a deadlock for coronavirus relief between the Republicans and Democrats, President Donald Trump signed a series of executive orders that will bypass Congress for coronavirus relief, including $400 each week for enhanced unemployment benefits, student loan deferrals, and eviction protections.
I'm taking executive action. We've had it. Democrats are actively blocking the things that we want, and what we want is good for people.
Another executive order would temporarily defer payroll tax for those earning less than $100,000 per year.
This will mean bigger paychecks for working families.
Measures relating to taxes and spending typically require legislative action by Congress. The president's executive actions also seek to extend a moratorium on student loan payments and consider ways to halt evictions and foreclosures. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.